This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Number 125 of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. Wrap your mind around that, folks. 125 days of eco-terrorism amongst the peaceful, hard-working, good folks of North Dakota, putting up with the George Soros-funded, mission-driven eco-terrorists. Who come here, as I said, from day one to take on dirty oil. We should have known right along when we heard about that unholy alliance between the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe and Earth Justice, who right on their website say they are all about ending dirty oil. What we were in for. 125 days of it, and it continues. I'm at the University of Mary today. We got a big day out here. Big announcement coming up. Looking forward to telling you about that. I'll have to keep you in suspense for just a little while, but that'll happen here. But I've been out here for a couple of hours this morning, right now broadcasting from the Gary Thileson School of Business location today at the University of Mary. And in chatting with folks here, it's just amazing how they feel about this Dakota Access Pipeline protest, what they've lived these last 125 days. Talked to a couple of people who were spouses of members of law enforcement. All I need to do is spend 2 minutes with them in just a casual conversation, not unlike you'd have in the supermarket checkout aisle, and know what they've lived. You can just see it in their eyes. You can hear it in their voices. It is, you know, and you know what the most frustrating part of it is? And I feel this from the callers as well, and the many times we've discussed this on the air, but again, lived it today and having some of these conversations here with people that are in one way or another connected. What bugs them more than anything is not so much what they endured, you know, or their loved one endured in the case of law enforcement being out there away from the day-to-day normal routine of protecting and defending our great state, but rather in the middle of managing the situation. It's that the truth was so hard to find. You know, one spouse told me today, she said, everything you'd put on Facebook, everything I'd hear you'd say, I'd write down, and I would send it to 10, 20, 30, 40 people, because they would just be like, you know, why is your husband being mean to these people? What? Law enforcement being mean to these people? Law enforcement would just soon been patrolling the roads or investigating crimes or, you know, doing what law enforcement does. They were thrust into this. The truth was darn hard to find. Through a good chunk of this. I talk about it in some ways as though it's past tense. It's not over. It's evolving, it's changing, but it's far from over. And I think that's largely because of the success that was achieved. The success that was achieved in, without any basis in fact, without any reality, controlling the marketplace of ideas. And getting these things out there. Building the narrative that the police were somehow to blame. That law enforcement was militarized, right? That sacred ground was being trampled upon. That nobody listened to them. Nobody consulted them. Nobody reached out to them. All bald-faced lies. All not true. Man, alive. And they won, folks. I'm here to tell you, they won the war of words. Declare them the winner. Give them a medal. They won it, and they won it big time. So why wouldn't they try it again? On this or any other project. So that's why I say it's far from over. A lot of work to be done on it. And to the extent that you have, a lot of this really belongs in the lap of the federal government, of the Obama administration, no doubt about it. And you would hope that we would have some influence over that. But when you have three members of Congress trying to go against that bureaucracy, so the change in the administration is going to help. They've said as much already. That will definitely help. Governor Dalrymple, in his final days, is not the kind of leader that's going to go out and pound the table and say, not on my watch. He just isn't. I think Governor Jack Dalrymple, if you look at the sweep of everything a governor has to deal with, was dealt a pretty good hand and continued to play it well. And is a smart business leader. But he's not the kind of leader for, in my mind, a crisis like we saw with Dakota Access. And I think some of that was delegated to Drew Wrigley, who, in my mind, did very well. But now you have a shift that's happening this week. You have the levers of power that are being handed to Doug Burgum, Brent Sanford, and a new team. I think you'll see a different approach to this whole situation in dealing with it, if for no other reason, if in no other area other than communications. Because I think actually a lot of the work done, X's and O's decisions, here's what we're faced with, here's what we need to do. People like General Al Dorman and Colonel Gerhardt at the Highway Patrol, and Drew Wrigley, and the governor, and Ron Rauschenberger, the chief of staff, all... If five others of us, different than that five, were making the same decisions, probably 8 out of 10 times would have made the same decision. On a lot of the key, just on the ground, okay, here's what we're faced with. But it was constantly reacting. And so that has to shift. But on communications, on, battling the misinformation, I think that'll change. So this will be interesting to follow. Anyway, that was on my mind, obviously, because I just came off a couple of conversations here with people. Those are what moved me more than anything through this whole thing. It really is. It really is. I haven't even had a chance to say hi to Todd, the radio god Mitchell yet. Hello, Todd. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
I can see you, but I can't reach you. How's that go? I mean, you're almost so close to those Skate Fire studios. Be there later today for Energy Matters, so we'll see Todd a little later on. And going to be at the Capitol this week as well. Hoping to catch up with Governor Dalrymple before he departs as governor and catch up with some of the folks from the Burgum team. So looking forward to that. Big week in Bismarck, a lot of the transfer of power that happens. Very interesting. So we'll be tackling that. And a quick word about something else that's in the news today. It looks as though Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, is going to be the energy secretary. When I heard that... I think I even made kind of a cheap shot yesterday on the program about Rick Perry, which I'll stand by. I'm not a big Rick Perry fan. I think he's more of a show horse than a workhorse. I like workhorses. I like people who don't tell me how great they are and how many wonderful things they do, that they just do them. You know, those sort of quiet leaders that just put their shoulder to the wheel and go to work. That's the kind of leader I like. And Rick Perry has always seemed like a hairdo to me. You know, I really have not, I've just not been a big Rick Perry fan. Probably more of my criticism of Rick Perry has to do with my disappointment that someone that I believe would have done a tremendous job as Secretary of Energy, and that's Kevin Cramer, is obviously not going to get it. Now, on the other hand, that's better news for North Dakota, because as some of you said on this program when we discussed this, the idea of losing him as a congressman and losing that regular access to him and doing what he's done in an unprecedented way, really an unprecedented way when you think about it, to have the access that he has given to us, to you, to his constituents, pretty incredible. And he couldn't, even though, some people jokingly called and said, would you still do a talk radio town hall? And he said he would, but maybe that's monthly, maybe that's quarterly, wouldn't be the same. So my sources tell me, and these are D.C. sources, that Mitch McConnell, the senator, majority leader, played a heavy hand in persuading Donald Trump not to appoint Kevin Cramer to that post. And the reasoning would be selfish on the part of Mitch McConnell, because he sees Kevin Cramer as a senator and a Senate candidate, a strong one to take on Heidi Heitkamp if she isn't appointed to the administration or decides not to run. So. And I can see that. I'm not a big Mitch McConnell fan either, to tell you the truth, but because that seems like kind of a selfish kind of thing. On the other hand, if you remember last week in the talk radio town hall, or our conversations with Congressman Cramer about his visit with Donald Trump was just a day ago. That happened. He said Donald Trump asked him, what would you rather do? Because it's quite obvious you would be a strong Senate candidate. And if I put Heidi Heitkamp in the cabinet, you'll head there sooner rather than later. Would you rather be there or would you rather be in the cabinet? That's Donald Trump to Kevin Cramer. And, of course, in typical Congressman Cramer fashion, he gives us, full disclosure on the conversation and what happened. That doesn't happen a lot to get that kind of level of information. So Donald Trump says to Kevin Cramer, what would you rather do? It's pretty obvious you could go to the Senate, or would you rather be energy secretary? And Kevin Cramer said, this is something else that doesn't happen very often, I'm going to let you decide that, sir. You're going to decide that, because if you put me in your cabinet as energy secretary, then that's what I'm going to be, and I'll serve you. And if you don't, I'll look strongly at that. So I still think Heidi Heitkamp's going to be somewhere in the cabinet. More sources on this tell me that Republican farm leaders are trying to torpedo it right now and are nothing short of just crazy over that idea. It may happen. I think it will, to get Kevin Cramer to the Senate quicker. That's my take. I want yours, folks. 800-228-0550. Let's talk next. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Logan, Stark, Emmons, Ramsey, and Cavalier counties in North Dakota, and crop and hunting land auctions in Clay and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Time for another conversation with Carson Wentz, a Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 customer.
And you picked out a Hot Springs Spa specifically after that time at the show. Tell us about the one you picked out and why you chose that one.
I chose the Grandee NXT, I believe it's called. And for me, it was just, I knew I'd have friends and family out here visiting and you name it. I just figured I needed a large one. And this one just had all the features, all the bells and whistles. And it was kind of a no-brainer for me. It's pretty cool. It's about as powerful as a hot tub I've ever been in. And, it really helps me to recover. And it's just fun to sit in and be with friends and family as well.
What other products did you choose? The trouble I have going into hot spring spas is, that you obviously look at the hot tubs and you pick them. And then you look around and, game tables and patio furniture and everything else, and you're just going, I want one of those, but tell us what else you picked out.
Yeah, I kind of did the same thing. I got pretty much a full game room from them with a pool table, a dartboard, shuffleboard, and even a big buck hunter video game, as well as some patio furniture and one of those table fire pits. So I kind of went big there, and it's been really cool. For me, the game room is probably my favorite. The things you can do in the game room, it's pretty cool, and so I got very fortunate. I got a nice Bison logo on the pool table and everything and on the shuffleboard, so it's pretty cool.
Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is the best. Come on in. They're in Minot on Broadway next to Ryan Chevrolet. In Bismarck in front of Sam's Club. In Grand Forks in front of Kmart on South Washington. And on 13th Avenue South West Fargo next to Spitfire.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 2002, the financial crisis of 2008, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts, even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Popcorn's on at the Donaldson School of Business at the University of Mary.
Oh.
I cannot resist the smell of popcorn. And Dr. Warford told me, he said, say if you'd like anything over at the little concession stand there, just put it on my tab. Very tempting, Todd. If he has
bring some popcorn back for later.
10 bags of popcorn for the K-Fire crew. There you know.
Exactly.
We're brought to you in part today by our friends at B-Mobile. hopefully that Christmas music got you in the Christmas spirit. And right from your keyboard right now, you could do a little shopping. Because Be Mobile has the all-new Be Rewarded program. It is for everyone, and it provides special discounts, exclusive offers, free gifts on your birthday, and so much more. Join Be Rewarded and receive exclusive weekly offers throughout December. To find out more and to get a location near you, go to BeMobile.com, Be Rewarded, or stop and see them in Fargo, Bismarck, Minon, Grand Forks, Williston, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Valley City, Devil's Lake, and Bottineau in North Dakota, Bemidji, Thief River Falls, and Detroit Lakes in Minnesota. Connect to communicate at Be Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. All right, what's on your mind today? We've got a limited amount of time to chit-chat here today because we have a number of distinguished guests that are going to join us on the program. Looking forward to that. But you got my take on a couple of things, and I want yours. William and Horace, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. It's good to be with you. I'll be brief as I can be. I was in the North Dakota National Guard for 30 years. I had responsibilities in the Air Guard and in the Army. In any event, throughout my training in the years I was in the Guard, we're all trained in crisis management, at least higher officers are. And you could see how this training kicked in at 9/11 when Rudy Giuliani took command after the Trade Center was hit and conducted daily briefings. He would usually be there with his adjutant general and other people on his staff, and they would get the communications out to the news media about what's going on, and they would put down rumors. And I'm shocked that our governor never instituted the crisis management procedures that most of the states have adopted in emergency situations. And that's why we lost, in my never-to-be-humble opinion, we lost the media war with regard to the Dakota Access Pipeline.
Yeah, we didn't really
fight it. They just didn't do their job.
We didn't fight it. We didn't fight it. We didn't fight that war. We didn't even engage.
No. And I'm telling you, the media would have been there. When the governor comes out and says, this is what's going on, this is what's happening, these are what... This is stuff that did not happen. This is rumors. And they just flat lost the media battle because they didn't institute procedures that are well established. So that's basically what I wanted to say. And it's been a real disappointment for me to watch how they have lost this battle to these people.
I hear you, William. I have been disappointed as well. Just because, again, what I look in the eyes of a spouse of a law enforcement official this morning and talk to these people, and, you know, the sacrifice they've obviously all given, the 125 days of pure hell for many of these people, with their lives upside down from every corner of North Dakota, isn't what they complain about. They know. That's what we sign up for. That's what we're here to do. We serve, you know, just like the National Guard folks. Nobody complains about that. What they are scratching their head over is how difficult it is to counter the truth, that the truth is nowhere to be found. And that's where I think we've let them down. I completely agree with you. I appreciate your call, and thank you for your service as well. Michelle in Columbus. There's a good part of North Dakota. What's on your mind?
Environmental activists have kicked up a bunch of ruckus that has created this huge energy out there from all the way over into Europe. It's being reported on about Standing Rock. And they don't know what to do with that. They don't have any practical applications, but it's there for anybody to take. So the oil industry itself needs to invest this resource into public relations, bleeding over into economic development for the local areas. There's going to be a lot of extra people coming along. They need jobs, too, the wives and the kids. It's there. And all we have to do is reach out and take it, because it doesn't belong to anybody. It belongs to the person who can do something with it.
Thank you, Michelle. And I share your concern on...
the industry itself not doing a better job of this. And that's one thing that I think if I were the governor, I would fairly point to, in this case, Dakota Access and Energy Transfer Partners, who have basically said, we don't want to do this. I mean, I've heard reports of them cowering in the offices of the congressional delegation to say, do this, and can you help with that, and could you do this? And, you know, they don't lift a finger themselves. Now, they're publicly traded companies, so obviously any quote-unquote skirmishes they get into on a communication standpoint look to be, you know, at odds with a Native American tribe is going to reflect, you know, negatively on that. Well, tough bounce. That's the business you're in. Put your big boy panties on and go to work. You can't abdicate your responsibility to communicate the truth on this stuff. And the industry in general does a terrible job of that. Terrible job. I love people who call me and say, oh, you're in a tank for big oil. You're in a tank. Like, what does that mean? Oh, they pay you. They don't pay a squat. I mean, you know what they do? They pay for a lot of full-page ads in newspapers because they hope the editorial boards will love them more and think you can just put a full-page ad in a paper and say, you know, here's some nice things we've done. Industry does a terrible job. Terrible job. Certainly nationally. I mean, I would say statewide, a little better with the North Dakota Oil Can program, some of the things that they do locally to you know, do it in a more North Dakota manner. But American Petroleum Institute and others, bad job. A really bad job of communicating. They have nothing to be ashamed of, and they cower in fear. Thanks for the call, Michelle. Love hearing from Columbus. Texter says, really? Get rid of dirty oil? How did they get to the protest? Come on. Think before you speak, people. Yeah, well.
Well, it's clean oil.
Yeah. I mean, that one's almost so obvious it's ridiculous, you know. Same thing with these trust fund babies that fly around on, you know, daddy's dollars and private jets and everything else, you know. I mean, how are they getting there? Keep it in the ground, really? Keep it in the ground means a plane doesn't get off the ground. You can't go to Aspen anymore or the Tahitis or, you know, anything else. So, yeah, they don't really think about that stuff. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. You can text us, too, at 701-226-8503. Here's a texter. Sometimes it sounds like you don't know what's happening with Trump. It's not that they hate him. Who's they, Todd? It's not that they hate him. It's that this country has been hijacked, and there's so much corruption that if Trump gets in, a lot of people go down. The globalist bankers and George Soros are the reason, and Hillary and Obama and Jill Stein are just a few of the puppets. Just saying.
So everybody, because if Trump gets in, that means Hillary and Stein and Obama aren't in. I'm really confused here.
I am too, yeah. And I don't know what camp he put Bill Gates in, but evidently, according to a tweet from Jason Miller, the press secretary for the transition, Bill Gates had a meeting with Donald Trump and likened Donald Trump to JFK. So, it is kind of amazing to watch these people who have a very different opinion, whose opinions of Donald Trump have literally transformed right beneath our eyes, isn't it? More from the University of Mary after this. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, Scott Hanlon from What's On Your Mind, inviting you to join my wife Maria and I and our entire family as we tour beautiful Norway, June 19th through July 2nd, a midnight sun celebration tour. See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, and the majestic mountains. Our guide, the one and only Carol Juven. He's been to Norway 153 times. So, Carol, where are you going to take us?
We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar and the Olympic city of Lillehammer. See the most spectacular mountains and scenery in the world, including Geiranger, Stalheim, and, of course, Bergen.
And I understand there's some fjords in our future, too, right?
There are 122 fjords in your future.
Come join us to enjoy the best of Norway. Space is limited. Call 1-800-343-0093, and Carol will send you a complete packet of information. 800-343-0093 is that telephone number. Welcome along. Let's go to Norway.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Merry Christmas, one and all. Countdown to Christmas is on. And I love having our fine listeners with us each and every day on What's on Your Mind. Thank you so much for that. Good chance to send a little Christmas greeting to you and yours. All right, we're at the University of Mary today on the program, and before I tell you why, I want to, speaking of Christmas, tell you what I think would be the perfect Christmas gift, and that is MyPillow. Now, MyPillow, I wouldn't give it up for the world, but you can have one just like it from Mike Lindell. Minnesota company, they are all American made. Great American success story. It's really amazing. Todd, you wouldn't give up your pillow, would you?
Well, I tend to have it taken from me during the night, but I always repossess it because it's not the same as the other ones. It's just I can't sleep the same anymore without it.
I meant to grab mine this morning on the way out the door. Always look like Linus when I'm walking into the hotel with it, but I forgot it actually. But good thing I'm.
Well, now your wife knows what to get you for Christmas.
A few of them.
Make sure they have the travel pillows and just have them stashed, right?
I'm staying with the Doshes tonight at the Expressway Inn, so no need for my pillow. I'll be just fine. They have great pillows there. Not like the cement sacks at other places. That's why you stay at Expressway Inn, you know. Anyway, here's the deal for Christmas. The four-pack special is $99.98. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, a savings of $179. A two-for-one deal on the premium pillows, also still available. That's 50% off on that deal. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Or call 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028. And again, the promo code Scott. The money-back guarantee goes through March 1st, 2017 now.
Only you could intertwine sponsors like that. That's just
there you go. I do my best. Yes, I'll be here all week, folks. Anyway, we are at the Gary Tharaldson School of Business today. Why are we here? Well, I'm about to tell you that. And with me to help tell the story is Jerome Richter, Vice President for Public Affairs at the University of Mary, regular guest of ours on our You Mary Mondays. Hello, Jerome.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Todd. It's great to be with you always.
Morning. Nice to have you. And Dr. John Warford is here.
Yeah, good morning, Scott and Todd.
How are you?
And Jerome. Good to see you all again.
Yeah. And Dr. Warford is the Dean of the Gary Tharaldson School of Business at the University of Mary, where we find ourselves. I was in Ron Ness's office over a year ago, and he pointed to a row of three-ring binders on a shelf. and said, you know what all those are? They're different leadership initiatives that have been a part of or that have gone on. And he said, I think the one with the most promise is out at the University of Mary. We have to find a way to really focus on this. So anything you can do, you know, with your audience to talk about leadership and building tomorrow's leaders, you know, finding mentors for tomorrow's leaders, talking to students about leadership would help the entire state of North Dakota without question. And it was not long after that that I found out about the Virtuous Leadership effort at the University of Mary, and these things have been coming together pretty good. So we have a fun announcement that we're going to make in a little bit here, but I first want to talk about the leadership program here that attracted Ron's attention and what you two do every day in talking about this. And can I start with the name?
Sure.
Virtuous Leadership, which obviously comes from virtue. What is virtue?
Well, Dr. Warford, if you don't mind, I'll take a stab at that. First and foremost, Scott, thank you for being here. In the University of Mary, for many, many years, under the leadership of Sister Thomas and the good Benedictine sisters, we have been America's leadership university. We pride ourselves in making sure that we're producing, in our graduates, leaders. And a leader is not someone who's just born that way. A leader is somebody who is trained, who has the discipline, who has the desire to be a leader. And then how to do that is to train them in what we call the virtues. Now, many people are like, what does virtuous mean? What does virtuous leadership mean? All of you know out there a person who fits this bill just by their very character. And so it's about a person who has a deep character that has the discipline to always be choosing what is good, good for themselves and good for the other. And so the basic definition of virtue, Scott, and I'm a teacher by trade, the basic definition of virtue is that it's the habitual choosing of the good. It's someone who, because of their character, is always seeking what is good, always looking for what is the best for the community, best for myself, best for my family, best for the institution that I serve. And when they continue to do that, they become the leaders that we need. And at every level, we need these leaders.
So the habitual choosing of the good is a tenet, if you will, a characteristic, something that you're saying isn't necessarily, hey, there's a born leader that is taught that. That at every cross and every turn and every fork in the road, you're guided by that.
Absolutely. And so a virtue is a habit. The opposite of virtue, excuse me, is vice. And so we learn things, and that's why education is so important. We believe that through a good education, both at the primary levels and also at the higher education levels, we need to educate and train people to know how to continue to choose what is good. And then when they do it and it becomes a habit, they're truly free. The example that I've always used in discussing virtue is the person who has been choosing good for the last 10 years. When something comes along that has the temptation of doing evil, they don't even bat an eye. But the person who's oscillated back and forth between virtue and vice is constantly fighting that inner battle, where a virtuous person becomes truly free to always be doing what is good and what they ought to do.
So, Dr. Warford, let's talk about the School of Business's role in this and how you take that tenet, that framework, and then ultimately impart it in students. How does it happen? Tell us.
Well, it's kind of interesting that, you know, here at the Gary Thorolson School of Business, we have a new model for business schools. And, you know, if you just look at it from a practical standpoint, you don't have any non-musicians teaching music. And here at the School of Business, they have myself, a small business person, and maybe arguably Esme, or a large business, in charge of a large business. So I'm a non-academic out here at the School of Business teaching business. And so the business principles are at the forefront of what we do. And as a practitioner of business, you know, I bring that to the School of Business. So I find that very interesting and very refreshing, because we're charged with coming up with workforce, you know, for the Bismarck Mandan and greater North Dakota area. And so we want to create business students that are, you know, very, very good for the workforce. They're different, they're distinct. And in so doing, we have instilled actually three kinds of leadership within the School of Business. You know, the generic leadership that Ron Ness talked about, that you talked about earlier. I mean, everybody is doing leadership. I mean, you Google it. I mean, there is every definition on the planet for that. We are also doing, under Sister Thomas, the servant leadership. Very few places are teaching servant leadership in their business schools. We're doing that. Servant leadership for your listeners is serving others. And we, due to the wisdom of Jerome and Monsignor Shea, we have brought virtuous leadership under the teaching of Dr. Alex Havard, who came here last year. But we're expanding beyond that, bringing virtuous leadership, which is sort of, I say it's servant leadership on steroids. And I define virtuous leadership for your listeners kind of two ways. Number one, virtuous leadership is bringing out the best in your in others, bringing out the best in your team, bringing out the best in your family, bringing out the best in those that you are around. And then there's a second component to virtuous leadership, and that is, it's kind of a big word, I can hardly say being magnanimous, but you know what it is bringing out the best in yourself. You know, we need to continually grow, not only as a business people, we need to grow spiritually, we need to grow in our ethics, but you need to be a constant student so the world doesn't pass you by. We need to grow as a person, and so we bring out the best in ourselves. But there's a huge asterisk to that in my mind, and that is you need to be humble. So we don't want to bring out the best in yourself and be big-headed, but you need to be humble. So we take all of this. This is the sort of the precept, the foundation of our thinking here, and we are melding, creating great practitioners in business, accounting, business administration, HR, sports and leisure management, computer sciences, taking all of that, and we're melding in that ethics. So we're creating a distinct student, and you know, Jerome talked about his definition of virtue. My sort of a mantra here at the university is business should be a force for good.
Mm-hmm.
And so we instill this in our students. And so we have a mechanism that we do that, we can talk about, but that's the basic background, creating better business. We don't want the Enrons out there. We don't want to have our business students going out and the accountants out there cooking the books, doing these unethical things. We want our University of Mary, Gary Thornton School of Business, our leaders that we create here, be great business practitioners, but have the ethics, the morals, the moral courage to make the right decisions, and so that they are a force for good out in society.
Dr. Warford mentioned Dr. Havard, who's been on campus and has been part of the curriculum of this virtuous leadership program. Explain that relationship and what folks can learn from Dr. Havard, Jerome.
Dr. Havard is a very unique person. He was his lineage comes from Russia, but because of the communist takeover in Russia years ago, his family moved to France. So he's of Russian descent, raised in France, and is now back in Russia, bringing virtuous leadership to all of Europe, but also to Eastern Europe. He also got connected to the University of Mary through a number of different connections. Some of Dr. Warford's incredible professors out here, Carl Sovak being one of them, got to know Alexander at a conference, and it was just a natural fit. And so Alexander Havard is teaching something that we, in our Christian, Catholic, and Benedictine heritage, have always had. But he's bringing it to a new light and to a new kind of expression, especially to the business leader. And this is what he focuses on. He himself is a great business leader. And as Dr. Warford so beautifully just described, this is something that is needed. That in any area of business, the first and foremost, we have to see how is this going to be good. And that doesn't mean that we're not looking for profits. That's not the problem. Yes, a business is to make profit. But what's the end? What is the end of the business in both its products, but what is the end in what I want to do with the community and how do I want to serve? And we know that good business does a lot of good for the world and for the communities and for families. And Alexander Havard, in his great book, Created for Greatness, is saying, don't be the person who thinks that I can't be great because that would, be too proud or these type of things. And that's why Dr. Warford, again, so beautifully described, humility is a necessity. But that calls me to greatness or to magnanimity. And magnanimity, broken down in Latin, is great souled. A person has a great soul to serve and to bring goodness to others.
A great soul. Fascinating conversation. We'll continue it after this timeout and tell you about a way we're going to recognize virtuous leaders and use it as a way to show how it's done to the Miles Leaders. That when we continue from the University of Mary, Gary Thalson, School of Business on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
What's on your mind?
It's time to save you money with Titan Outlet Store. Guaranteed iron at outlet prices. Online at TitanOutletStore.com. If you tell them Scott sent you, they'll take 11% off the price. 11%. Look at this deal right here. About $159,000 item. It's a 2012 New Holland T8 390 with 968 hours. Sharp tractor, 340 horsepower. Loaded up. 18-speed Ford, 4-speed reverse, 3-point quick hitch. All Michelin tires. 11% off. TitanOutletStore.com. TitanOutletStore.com or call 218-233-3700.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. They do that by connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields and giving you choice at the pump. And come on inside for some great deals. All month long, Pizza Corner Pizza. All flavors, 2 for $11. Pop-Tarts, 2 for $1. Barrel of Fun, 8 and 10 ounce chips, 2 for $4. Combos, 79 cents each. Turtle Minis, $2.49 each. Tootsie Mini Bites, $1.09 each. And Deli Express, classic ham and cheese and traditional Italian sandwiches are only $2.99. PetroServe USA, the folks that help America feel better. And, of course, all day, every day, you get 4 items for $4. Hot Stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, 4 for $4, a great lunch or dinner, day or night, at PetroServe USA. And get registered for the $50,000 in giveaway. Every week they draw new names, so you have to register new. Every week at a PetroServe USA store near you, tell them Scott sent you to PetroServe USA.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We're back on What's on Your Mind. We're live today at the University of Mary, America's Leadership University, in the Gary Thalson School of Business, chatting with Jerome Richter and Dr. John Warford from the University of Mary today. And we're talking about virtue and virtuous leadership and this mantle. And today is a big day because we're also announcing the first ever Virtuous Leadership Award. So, Jerome, talk a little bit about this.
Well, Scott, the Virtuous Leadership Award is simply doing what we need to do to recognize
people that possess virtuous leadership. And I said this earlier. You know, some people, I had a good gentleman, as I was talking about virtuous leadership, say, what exactly does that mean? And I said, sir, I'm looking at it. You are a virtuous leader.
But that goes back to what Dr. Warford was saying earlier in the humility. You really, I mean, you get a lot of pushback when you say what you did, right?
Yeah, because most virtuous leaders are going to be like, what do you mean? I'm just simply doing what I know I need to be doing, my duty, what I'm called to do, what's good for the community. I'm serving on this board. I'm on this city commission. I'm helping on the school board. I'm doing these things because we believe that we need to because we're a good person of the community, and that's what a virtuous leader does. And then you have the great-souled ones that really take it to a whole nother level, that have started a company, that have been there during the flood. I would say very honestly, Dr. Warford right here knows virtuous leadership because he's done this. As a mayor for 12 years in the city of Bismarck during two floods, he knew what it meant to continue to choose what is good for the city. Not what is easy, but what is good. And so a virtuous leader is one that we want to recognize and we want to put up, not on a pedestal, but we want to at least recognize so that our young students can say, ah, I can be that.
That's what's so important, isn't it? I mean,
yeah.
the students that are you know, part of the curriculum here, Dr. Warford, at the School of Business, and for that matter, lifelong students,
sure.
Right? Lifelong learners that have an example to follow. That's how you lead the woodpile higher, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, so it's so difficult to, you know, implement, you know, something and get change the culture. We're trying to change the culture here of business and this in the school business incrementally. And so just you know, a couple of ideas on what we're doing, and to just let your listeners know, we have a day of formation, as we call it, where we bring in the best and brightest virtuous leadership speakers in the world. We bring them here to the Gary Tharlson School of Business. We have our freshman students have a morning and afternoon session, and any other students who want to hear. It also meets with our faculty, because it's so important to have the faculty involved buying into this culture, because they're teaching it day to day. So we have these days of formation. We have our students. We have a day of service where we have 1,500 students serving the city of Bismarck, you know, exemplifying what a servant leadership is, servant leader is. And so, you know, that's what we are doing here at the school in order to do it, to immerse virtuous leadership into our culture by exposing our students to the best and brightest speakers.
So we had an idea, just going back to that first conversation with Ron Ness and leadership and what the University of Mary was doing, to try and unearth some of this good, virtuous leadership that is among us everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, it is. We all can think of, you know, 10, 15, 20 people that belong in that category. But, you know, getting them to ultimately be part of a program like this and be part of the, you know, the immersion that you're talking about, and so students can tap into it, is a whole other thing. So Jerome and I had a conversation with Jim Arthon. And Jim, of course, coming off you know, quite an experience with MBI Energy. Jim, probably best known for that. He's going to join us in just a little bit. And now starting on a new adventure with McKinsey Energy Partners. And we'll talk a little bit about that. But you and I headed out to,
sure.
Headed out to Medora and said, basically repeated the conversation that you're talking about. You know, what exactly is that? We're looking at it, right? And convinced Jim to help us, you know, go out there and find other virtuous leaders that can do just exactly what you're talking about. So exciting day today.
It's an incredibly exciting day today, because you said it, Scott. It's about what we do out here. We want to honor good people like Jim Arthon. We want to honor other good people that are virtuous leaders. But what is our end game? What is it that Dr. Warford and I work every day for? Our students. It's about our students, and it's about giving them that example that you expressed to be what it is that they can be, to say that you can attain this. And you know what? I've been around the young people a lot. I've been in education my whole professional life, and what I've come to realize is that young people want to be great. And they don't want to do it in some easy way. They want to do it the right way. We know this from music. We know this from sports. We know this from everything. They want to attain greatness. And they also want to attain greatness of their person, of their character. But they have to be guided. They have to be empowered to be able to do that. And this is what the Virtuous Leadership Award and Recognition is about. It's helping us to recognize good people. But why? So that we can help our students to recognize what it takes and what it means to be a virtuous leader.
So these will be conversations. if we're talking students, we could call it a chat, maybe, Dr. Warford. Right?
Absolutely.
Probably be a little closer to their vernacular.
Absolutely.
A chat. A Snapchat or something like that, you know, rather quick. But literally just conversations with leaders that we'll be able to do on the air here, and also your students will be able to do with them as well. And we're able to do that with this new partnership with McKinsey Energy Partners. And really excited today. The luncheon will honor Jim Arthaud here at the University of Mary and this endeavor and this effort. And, you know, we'll continue to find folks throughout North Dakota in every corner and look for others to engage in this effort and recommend people and put us in touch with great leaders, because that's the only way we're going to continue to have the state we have, is to have great leaders. It's probably the blinking light on the dashboard right now, you know, knowing whatever we face, we need great leaders, we need virtuous leaders. So, as you say, that's why it's so important. Great story. Thank you, gentlemen.
You're very welcome, Scott. Thanks for having us on.
Thanks, Scott.
You tell a good story. Jim Arthaud will join us when we come back. We'll have lots of things to cover with him, including you know, this exciting new effort to inspire future virtuous leaders, but also a little bit about the oil and gas industry, which has got a bit of an uptick coming. Kind of nice. More coming up on What's on Your Mind from you, Mary. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Vince Webkers here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. We're going to call you Santa Vince because you have a few ideas on what would make this Christmas the best ever. What do you have from Olhausen?
How about a pool table in your basement? We can get it set up for the holidays. And really is a gift that that keeps giving the whole year. It's great for family gatherings, friend gatherings, or even, you know, you can play pool by yourself. That's the beauty of it. Also, shuffleboard's a fun game. Some people, unfortunately, are intimidated by pool. Well, shuffleboard, anybody can be good. Anybody can win. And it's a lot like, you know, it's a lot like playing poker. You start playing at 8 o'clock at night. Pretty soon it's 3 a.m. and you got to go to bed. It's literally that much fun. And we have them in stock. We can get it in your basement, in your game room before the holidays.
Carson Wentz has them. You should too. Get in the game with an Olhausen pool table, shuffleboard table, and for a limited time, receive no interest, no payments for 1 year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball too. Hot spring spas and pool tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.